Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. That's Dire Straits bringing us back. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can watch the videos. We got two or three videos up this week. We have kind of an extra few videos this week. So check those out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Patty Green. Patty is professor of entrepreneurship at Babson College. Those two names, Patty Green and Babson College, two names that I admire very much, especially when it comes to supporting and doing research on and finding out more about how to help entrepreneurs. Patty, I really admire the work that you're doing, and I want to say thank you on behalf of all small businesses out there. We appreciate the work that you're doing.
Well, thank you, Jim. That means a lot to me. I really appreciate it.
And then one of the things you've been doing recently is this small business lessons of the recession that you conducted with NFIB and Chase Bank on women business owners and what they have been doing during these last 3 years or so when things have been a little bit tougher. Talk to us again. Give us you mentioned the hiring situation. Mm-hmm. What did they do when the recession hit, and what have they done since?
45% say that they have hired since then, although 9% said that they've actually still decreased headcount, but 45% hired. But what the lesson they've taken away there is that it's got to be the right kind of people, too. You know, sometimes in a small business, it's very difficult to make decisions to let people go.
Right.
But getting the right team going, doing the right kinds of things, and providing them training and development and all those types of things can make a huge difference in how your business
right.
runs.
You know, Patty, all small business owners feel devoted to their employees. They're like our family. It's like cutting a piece of our body off it's like cutting a hand off or something to even think about letting somebody go who's been with us, you know, and we've relied on. But I will tell you, I have to say that I believe that's a harder decision for the ladies, for the women business owners, even harder than it is for men. What do you think?
I think it could be. I mean, for a lot of women, not all. You know, it's really hard to talk about women entrepreneurs as, you know, we're just not all the same. But I think it is very hard because we do work to build family. You know, and you mentioned something too, Jim. A lot of times they actually are family.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
that
right.
Makes it even harder.
It sure does.
How do you fire your sister?
Right.
You know, or your mother or whatever
right.
it might be.
Mm-hmm. No, it is tough. Another thing that I wanted to ask you if you guys have been tracking this at all. When I talk to small business owners for the last couple of years, they're telling me, you know what, I got openings, I can't find qualified people. You got 45% of the folks say that they're increasing. What are they experiencing finding qualified people? You said they were hiring, they needed the right people. I think that's what that means. What do you think?
I do. There's a very interesting mismatch going on across the country. You know, and you and I talk about big businesses and little businesses and how they fit together, but this is about the how economic development actually fits together.
Right.
One of the most interesting things I've been seeing at a couple of places, New York's doing this, New Orleans is doing some of this, is the workforce development activities working more closely with the small business activities.
Right.
Really, and basically that's about create the jobs and fill them. But recognizing what kind of skills are really needed and how do we help people have those skills to support not just big businesses, but little businesses as well.
And connect all that with the schools and the education institutions, the training institutions.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, our 10,000 Small Business Program is given through community colleges. You know, community colleges do an incredible job of recognizing what kind of skills are needed and then developing programs to meet those needs.
Right, absolutely. Well, and one of the things that there's an organization out there that I always like to compliment in the case in these kinds of conversations, Patty, and that's local chambers of commerce do mm-hmm. a great job in their communities of bringing together the education folks and the business folks to have a conversation about what do we need to train these people so when they graduate they can get a job.
I agree, Jim. I do think that there's pretty much variety in chambers of commerce. You know, I always like to see who speaks fluent entrepreneurship. Kansas City was one of the best chambers I saw as far as speaking fluent entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
There's a number of them out there, but to actually have a real understanding of what kinds of skills the small business owners do need and what kind of programs make sense
right.
for small and medium-sized businesses, it can be an incredibly effective partnership.
Right. On whether to, when, I want to touch base again on one last thought on you talked about whether they were focusing on revenue or on expenses. Would you remind us about that?
Cost. You know, really understanding their costs, understanding what processes cost them,
right.
understand when they're creating value or taking value away. So it's looking at their business and thinking about what metrics do I need to track on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
not just when my accountant gives me reports,
right.
but on a regular basis to know if I'm doing okay.
You got to do that more often. You can't do it once a year. Did they talk to you at all about benefits in this survey?
Not too much. We didn't go down that path
yeah.
too much in this particular survey. But on the road, on the street, I'm hearing a lot of questions, too, about what health care changes are
yeah.
going to
yeah.
cost. Not only what they're going to cost, but for small business owners, the question often is, how do I learn about that? How do I learn what it's going to mean
right.
to me and how I'm going to manage that?
Mm-hmm. It's a real uncertainty that's pervasive throughout the economy right now, throughout the marketplace. Patty, tell us how we can find this survey, please.
You can find this survey at a couple of different places, but mostly at the NFIB site.
Right.
So it's nfib.org.
Uh-huh, that's right. Would it be okay if we posted this on our site?
I think we'd be thrilled.
Okay, we'll be glad to do that. We'll do that as well, folks, later, probably in the next couple of days. Quick break, right back with Dr.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.